Chapter 5. Fighting for His People. The Hindu caste system was not a kind system, and it made Gandhi sad. Untouchables had to drink different water from other Hindus. They could not go into temples or other people's homes, and their children could not go to school. Gandhi opened his ashram to untouchables. In the cities, he slept with untouchables in the very poor parts of the city. Untouchables could not vote, and Gandhi wanted to change this. He stopped eating for 13 days because he wanted Hindus to listen to him. He wanted untouchables to have the right to vote. The sons of a farmer, of a worker, and of a teacher are equal, he said. All across India, Hindu temples opened their doors to untouchables. Thousands of people listened to Gandhi. They also wanted equal rights for untouchables. Now, all Hindus could drink the same water, and the children of untouchables could go to school for the first time. There were many Hindus and Muslims in India, and they lived in the same towns and villages. They were usually happy together. Hindus liked Muslims, and Muslims liked Hindus. But the British leaders in India did not like this. They wanted the religions to fight, and not to fight the British. There were more Hindus than Muslims, and the British made Muslims frightened of Hindus. Muslims started a new group called the Muslim League, and the British helped them. This group wanted two parts of India, West Punjab and East Bengal, to be a new country for Muslims. They wanted to call the new country Pakistan and have West Pakistan and East Pakistan. West Pakistan, India, East Pakistan. But Gandhi wanted all religions to be equal. He wanted Hindus and Muslims to live together happily. People from all religions came to his peaceful protests, and they were friends. They believed different things, but they wanted equal rights for everyone. But now, there were fights between Hindus and Muslims all across India. Gandhi went to many places, and he stayed with his Muslim friends. He stopped eating again, because he wanted people to listen to him. He wanted Hindus and Muslims to stop fighting and to talk about their problems. In the First World War, 1914 to 1918, India helped Britain. It gave Britain money and people to help with the fighting. To say thank you for their help, India wanted something from Britain. It wanted its own government, an Indian government. The British said yes to this plan. But, after the war, the British government changed the plan, and India did not get its own government. This made Gandhi and the Indian people very angry. The Indian people wanted Gandhi to do something about it. Telegraph and Star. The World War at an End. Gandhi's plan was for a very big peaceful protest. He wanted all the people of India to stop working for one day. On the 6th of April 1919, shops, schools and offices across Bombay closed for the day. But, in some places, people started fighting with the police. On the 12th of April, an important British officer, General Dyer, wanted to stop all protests in the city of Amritsar. Now, people could not start any protests in the city or come together in groups. The next day was a special day for many religions, and everyone was happy. Lots of people came together in the streets of Amritsar. There was also a protest in the city. Over 10,000 people were together that day, and this made General Dyer very angry. But he did not tell the people to leave the streets. "Shoot at the people," he told his officers. General Dyer's officers shot and killed hundreds of people that day, and they injured many more. Gandhi was very sad and angry about that day. He could not respect the British government any more. He wanted total independence for India from the British. Bombay closed for one day. Gandhi wanted total independence from the British.